obviously in football there's very, very little time to mourn. Obviously it was sad news. Darren was a well-respected man. Graham and Wayne were well-respected within the football club as well, as members of staff. But we have to move on and have our focus turned towards the game on Wednesday against Swansea.
So what was the chronology from your point of view on Saturday?
Well, it was at the end, obviously at the end of the game. Normal protocol, we went into the manager's office and I was leaving the stadium and was called to go upstairs and was told the news. I got in my car and drove home and communicated to the staff that were departed via text messages. Spoke to them briefly on Sunday morning and very, very quickly had to get my mind around taking the team and getting the preparations right for Wednesday evening. Luke Dowling, the technical director, addressed the players as a group. I'm yet to do that. We've got a meeting this morning, so she'll speak to them this morning. The group that trained with good application, good work ethic, good intensity, and that's the case of how the group have performed on the training pitch all throughout the season. So no differences in their attitude and application. They were very good.
And personally, how do you feel about the news of Darren's departure?
Well, obviously one with great sadness. I've known Darren now for 6 or 7 years. Worked closely with him within the academy. You know, when he stepped up as caretaker manager, he asked me to step up with him. We have a very, very good, strong working relationship and a very, very, very good personal relationship as well. So, you know, obviously genuinely saddened because of what a great guy he is. And I think goes without saying, you know, the way that he reunited the football club at the back end of last season was incredible. And, you know, I think he can walk away with his head held high.
You say you've briefly been in touch. What's been his reaction, can you say?
Yeah, I think we haven't really spoke professionally. You know, it's more of a personal level. Obviously, it's you know, it's news that nobody wants to hear. Nobody wants people to lose their job. It's part and parcel of the game, unfortunately, in the industry that we're in. So really, just a touch base and just make sure he's okay on a personal front.
And is he?
Seemingly on the phone. You know, he's gonna have a few days and have some time away, and I'll probably give him 2 or 3 weeks, and we'll have a catch up and have more depth conversation then.
So what about Swansea now, the preparations for that game moving forward, or what?
As I said, we had a look at 2 or 3 games on Sunday evening. The analysis team have put their clips together, so really, really kind of standard protocol in how we normally address a game plan session around the game plan on Monday. We have a training session today. We have a team meeting with the players to go through some video stuff with them. And really, everything will run as smoothly as possible in terms of no real changes. We'll have the same meetings. We'll have an in-depth training session. You know, we'll do everything we possibly can to get 3 points on Wednesday evening.
And what are you expecting from Swansea, do you think?
Well, Swansea have got their old way back. I think Graham's done a fantastic job down there. So for many, many years, me as an academy coach looking at Swansea and their DNA and their philosophy, had big admiration for it. And I think Graham's installed that there. So they're a very, very good footballing team. They dominate the ball. They've got a very, very good squad. They've got some outstanding individuals. I watched the most recent game was the one on Friday evening against Norwich, and I thought they were the better team for a good 60 minutes. So it'll be a tough test and a tough ask. But you know, that's down to us as a coaching staff to make sure we game plan accordingly and select the right personnel and find ways to combat what they do and find ways to exploit them.
What about the atmosphere at the ground? Can you second guess what that might be on Wednesday?
I'd imagine there'll be some disgruntled fans, you know, on Darren leaving. But also, I think the importance and the message from us as a staff and from a football club to the fans are we're still within a promotion push here. So we need to very, very quickly, you know, turn our attentions to creating the right atmosphere to give the boys the best platform to gain 3 points.
And the time frame moving forward after Swansea for you then is what? Do you know that?
At the minute, it's a little bit day by day. You know, I think the club are obviously working hard to recruit a new head coach. I'll definitely be in charge of the game on Wednesday evening. As a staff, we've looked at planning for both games. You know, if a head coach comes in Thursday or Friday, then potentially normal protocol for some is to sit from the stands. So we've got to be smart and wise, and we've got a plan until further notice. So main focus is Swansea, but definitely half a glance on that game on Saturday against Brentford.
I mean, it's difficult to draw a line under everything that's happened over the last few days. But what would you say to the fans, Jimmy? Finally,
fans are going to display their disappointment. Darren's a club legend. I think everybody associated with the football club and people looking in will appreciate that. And those that are known will know what a fantastic servant and ambassador he's been for the football club. But as I said, there's a promotion push. You know, there's 10 games left. There's a lot of points to play for. if you rewind the clock 2.5 weeks ago, you know, if things had gone differently with our results, we could be in the top two. You know, that's how competitive and how open the championship is. There's some weird results that happen and take place in the championship. We've been on the end of that in the last couple of weeks. You know, they need to have strong support and get behind the boys, which I'm sure they will, to maximise our opportunity and getting 3 points and staying right within this promotion push.